Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We'll start in about 1 minute.
Okay.
You know where the handout is?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
We'll start on page 3 of the handout that's available on the 3-week section of the unique astrological times link available underneath the 2 pictures on any YHWH webpage. And if you're using your mobile device, it'll be at the bottom of the page. The Shayna Kutsu Chabu Ushkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Liakta Lishem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadunai Elohinu Alena Maaseya Deinu Konane Alena Maaseya Deinu Konanehu La Ashum La Avele Zion La Teik La Chem Pe'er Tachat Efer. The blue section we will not do today because we don't do Tachanun as part of the Amidah when there are Sadikim that we have connected to in the previous evening. Psalm 137. Have the consciousness to feel the lack of the temple. Al Naharot Bavel Sham Yishavnu Dam Bakinu Bazachrenu Etzion Al Aravim Betokatalinu Kino Rotenu Ki sham she'elunu shoveinu divrei shir betol aleinu simcha shiru lanu mishir tzion ech nashir et shir adonai yohei wahei al admat nekar Im eshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach yemini Tidbach lishoni Bechikim lo eskerechi Im lo ya'ale Et Yerushalayim Al rosh simchati Zechor Adonai Yohei Wahei Livnei Edom Et Yom Yerushalayim Ha'omrim Aru Aru Ad Chasod Ba'bat Bavel Hashduna Ashrei She'shalem Lach Et Gemulech Shigamalt lanu ashrei shiochez v'nipetz et olala yich el hasala. Psalm 79, and here we transfer our consciousness of feeling the lack from the temple to the Sadikim, feeling the lack of the Sadikim who have left the world. They don't really leave the world, but it's somewhat more difficult to make connection to them. As a tzaddik who has left the world, because they only come back into this world on the day of their Hilulah, and the day of Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, and also the full moon. So it's essentially up to 4 times a month that you can connect to them. Whereas if a tzaddik is in the physical world, you can connect every day. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim ba'u Noyim b'nachalatecha Timu et heikal Kadshecha samu et Yerushalayim Le'im Natnu et nivlat avadecha Makaleof ha'shamayim Besar hasidecha lechaito aretz shafku damam kamayim sevivot Yerushalayim ve'en kover chayinu cherpa l'shach keni keninu lag v'keles Leisvivotenu Adma Adonai Yohe Wahe Tenaf Lanetzach Tivar Kimoesh Kinat Atecha Shefcha Chamatcha El Hargoim Asher lo yedaucha v'almam le'achot Asher b'shimcha lo karau ki achal et Yaakov v'et navayu daveyu Hashamu al tizkar lanu avonot reshim Rishnim maher v'kadmunu rachamecha kidilonu Meod azreinu Elohei yishenu al divar Kivod shemecha v'chatzileinu v'kaper al hatoteinu Leman shemecha, lama yomru, hagoim aye Eloheichem, yivada vigoim leeneinu nikmat, dam avadecha hashapuch, tavo lefanecha, en kat, Asir kigodel ziroacha Hoter b'nei temuta V'chashev lishkeneinu Shivatayim elchekam Cherpatam asher cherpucha Adonai v'anachnu Amchat v'tzon maritecha Nodelecha le'olam Ledor v'ador Desaper tehilatecha The next paragraph is Lamentations chapter 5. And as I said yesterday, but did not follow through, and so there was an error. Chapter 5 has 22 verses. The particular verses that we are reading today that are listed in this handout are only 17 verses. If you do a Bible inquiry on the link that is available on the Hashem website and look for Lamentations, Echa chapter 5, you will see all 22 verses, and you can compare the 17 that are here with the 22 that is the full chapter that is read on Tisha B'Av. And as was said yesterday, chapter 5 is in the order of the Aleph Bet, and the discussion that I did as part of yesterday was incorrect in that the 22 letters of the Aleph-Bet were misapplied, because not all of the verses are here. I'm not sure why that is, but I'll leave that to your research, because I think you'll see for the missing verses that the subject matter and the language may not apply to this period of the 3 weeks. Zechor Adonai Yohei Wahei Mehayalanu Habita Ure Et Hepatenu. One of the 22 letters, the Nun is one of the 22 letters. Not sure which one is here for the correct order. Nachalatenu Nehefka Lazarim Batenu Lenachrim. The verse is changing. The Yud is also connected to a letter. Not sure which one. Yatomim hayinu ve'en avimotenu ka'almanot. The mem that's coming is connected to one of the letters. We're just not sure which one. Meimenu bekesef shatinu atzenu b'mchir yavo. The ayin is connected to one of the letters, but again, we're not sure which one. Al tivarenu nir dafnu yina yaganu velo hu nachlanu. The mem is connected to one of the letters, but we're not sure which one. Mitzrayim natanu Yad Ashur Lishboa Lahem Avotenu Chatu Ve'enam V'anachnu Avonotechem Sivalnu. The ayin connected to one of the letters. Avadim Mashlu Banu Parek En Miyadam. The bet connected to one of the letters. The nafshenu naviyo lachmenu mipne herev hamid bar oenu kitanur nikbaru mipne zalapot ra'av nashim betzion inu betulot. Be'are Yehuda Sarim Bayadam Nadlu Penei Zakenim Lo Nedaru. The bet connected to one of the letters. Bahurim Tachon Nashau Unarim Ba'etz Kashalu. The Zion is connected to one of the letters. Zakenim Misha'ar Shavachutu Bahurim Min Ginatam Shavat Meshos Libenu Nepach Level Mecholenu. The Nun is connected to one of the letters. Nafla Ateret Roshenu Ona Lanu Kichatanu. The ayin is connected to one of the letters. Al Zechayadave Libenu Alele Hashku Enenu Al Hartion Shesamem Shualim Chalkubo. The Aleph is connected to one of the letters. Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei leolam teshev, ki sacha ledor vador, lama lenetzach, tishkachenu, tasvenu, leoref yamin. The he is connected to one of the letters. Hashkivenu, Adonai Yohewahe, Elecha v'nashuva, Kadesh Yameinu, Bekedem, Kikedem. The kaf is connected to one of the letters. Ki maos me'aftanu, katzafta, aleinu, ad me'od, hashiveinu. Adonai Yohewahe, Elecha v'nashuva, Kadesh Yameinu, Kekedem. Reminding us that we just read 17 verses, and 17 is connected to the word good, tov. Connected to the 17th day of the month of Tammuz, which was originally expected to be the culmination and the manifestation of removing death forever. Unfortunately, and that's what the five chapters of Lamentations teaches us, unfortunately, that cause, human activity, manifested the destruction of the temple 500 years later, 420 years later. Chabed mishamayim ure mizvu kachecha v'tifartecha ayekinatcha ugburotecha. Hamon mecha, veracha mecha, elai hitapaku, ki ata avinu, ki Abraham, lo yada anu, ve Yisrael lo yakiranu, ata Adonai, Yohewahe. Avinu goaleinu, me'olam shemecha, lamat tateinu, Adonai Yohewahe, midrakecha, tashiach libeinu, mi'aratcha, shuv shuv leman avadecha, Shivte nach balatecha, lamitza yarshu, am kachecha, tereinu kobosu, mikdashecha, viata adonai yohewahe, avinu ata, Anachnu hachomer v'ata yotzreinu umaseh. We're starting again on page 7. Yadcha kulanu. Al tiksof Adonai, Yohewahe, ad meod v'al ad, tizkor avon chen hebet chabet, na amcha kulanu, arei kachecha chayu midvar, tzion midbar hayata, Yerushalayim, Shema ma beit kachenu, betafartenu, asher chilucha, avotenu haya lisrefat, Yesh Sakal Mahamadenu Hayale Harba Haalele Tita Pai Pak Adonayo He Wahe Teheshe Ut Anenu Admeot Hate Elohen Aznecha Lushma Pekach Enecha Ure Shomotenu V'ha'ir Asher Nikra Shimcha Alecha Kilo Al-Tikotenu Anachnu Mapilim Tachanunenu Lifanecha Ki Al-Rachamecha Harabim Adonai Shema'a Adonai Silacha Adonai Hakshiva v'yaseh Al tiachar l'ma'ancha Elohai ki shimcha Nikra al yircha V'yal amecha. It's time to stand as we read verses of comfort. Tid na'ari me'afar tumi Shavi Yerushalayim Tid patri mosre Tzivarech Shaviya Batzion Al chomotayich Yerushalayim Hachati shimrim Kol hayom v'kol halayla Tamid lo yechesu hamizkirim Et Adonai Yohewaheh Al dami lachem V'al titnu Tamilo Ad yekonen V'ad yashsim Et Yerushalayim Tehila ba'aretz Nishba Adonai Yohewaheh Bimino Luvis Roa Uzo imetem Et Yeganech Od Ma'akal Leovaich Ve'im Yishtu Ve'nei Nekar Titrushech Asher Yega'at Bo'ki Me'aspav Yochlu v'hililu Et Adonai Yohewaheh Kabetzav yishtuchu V'chatzrot kadshi Ata takum terachem Tzion kiet Lechena kiva moed Kiratzu avadecha Et avanecha ve'et apara yechonenu bone Yerushalayim Adonai Yohewaheh Nidhe Yisrael Yekanes. Well, I'm now opening up the English-only Tikkun Hatzot. And this website that we're connecting to is different than the website for the Hebrew version, so that it doesn't clearly match, as the first part is part of the Dewey, which we don't do because of the relationship to the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. Psalm 137, By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when remembered Zion. But that language should be in the present tense. We remember Zion. Upon the willows, in the midst thereof, we hang up our harps. And that should be, we hang our harps. For there they that led us captive and asked of us words of song, and our tormentors asked of us mirth. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. And this is referring to the captives who were taken into Babylon, and specifically the Levi'im, who would sing in the temple. They were asked by their captors to sing the songs from the temple. And then first they refused. And they quit. How shall we sing the Lord's song, Hashem's song, in a foreign land? Which is why they at first refused. If I forget thee, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I remember thee not. If I set not Jerusalem above my chiefest joy. The sages teach that there cannot truly be joy without the temple. And that's a very significant aspect of remembering the loss of the temple and recognizing the loss of the temple. There are times we have simchas, we have wonderful weddings, we have wonderful britot, we have happy birthdays, we have times we are very happy. But without the temple, those moments of happiness are not as high as they could be. Remember, Hashem, against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation. This was the Romans attacking the temple. O daughter of Babylon, that art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that repays thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the rock. Psalm 79. This is where we transfer the lack or the feeling of lack from the temple itself to the Tzaddikim. O God, the heathens are come unto thy inheritance. They have defiled thy holy temple. They have made Jerusalem into heaps. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food unto the fowls of the heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. They have shed their blood like water round about Jerusalem, with none to bury them. We are become a taunt to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. How long, Hashem, wilt thou be angry forever? How long will thy jealousy burn like fire? Pour out thy wrath upon the nations that I know thee not, and upon the kingdoms that call not upon thy name. And the consciousness of chesed, which is difficult to have in this three-week period. That consciousness requires us, while we say those words, to realize that we were the cause and it's not those other nations. So we can ask mercy upon those other nations, even though the words imply judgment. By asking for mercy, we bring the coming of Mashiach closer. This is a teaching of the Kabbalah, as I understand it. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Remember not against us the iniquities of our forefathers. Let thy compassion speedily come to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, Hashem, of our salvation, for the sake of the glory of thy name, and deliver us and forgive us our sins for thy name's sake. Wherefore should the nation say, where is your God? Where is Hashem? Let the avenging of thy servant's blood that is shed be made known among the nations in our sight. Let the groaning of the prisoner come before thee, according to the greatness of thy power, and set free those that are appointed to death. And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, Hashem. So we that are thy people and the flock of thy pasture will give their thanks forever. We will tell of thy praise to all of the generations. And here we have the 22 verses of Echa. And as we discussed, there are only 17 verses in the Hebrews that we read. Remember, Hashem, what has come upon us. Behold and see our reproach. This is the verse that connects to the Aleph. Our inheritance is turned into strangers, our houses unto aliens. The verse for Bet. We are become orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. Connected to the Gimel. We have drunk our water for money. Our wood cometh to us for price, the Dalet. To our very necks we are pursued. We labor and have no rest, the Hay. We are given the hand to Egypt and to Assyria to have bread enough, the Vav. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities, the Zion. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us out of their hand, the Chet. We get our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness, the Tet. Our skin is hot like an oven because of the burning heat of famine, the Yud. They have ravished the women in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah, the Kaf. Princes are hanged up by their hand, the faces of elders are not honored, the Lamed. The young men have borne the mill, and the children have stumbled under the wood, the Mem. The elders have created from the gate, the young men from their music, the Nun. The joy of our heart is ceased. Our dance is turned into mourning. The Samach. The crown is fallen from our head. Woe unto us, for we have sinned. The Ayin. For our heart is faint, for these things our eyes are dim. The Pay. For the mountain of Zion, which is desolate, the foxes walk upon it. The Tzadi. Oh. We're going to be missing the Tzadi. As you see, there's only 21 verses. So this would be the Kuf. Thou, Hashem, art enthroned forever. The throne is from generation to generation. The Resh. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? The Shin. Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, Hashem, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. The Taf. Oh, it changed the page. So there is the verse 22. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Lose thyself from the hands of the neck, O captive daughter of Zion. That is the talk. So I apologize again today for not being accurate in the letters, but the idea that the verses do not appear in the order of the alphabet is an illusion that is teaching us about mind over matter. And we will now read, as is recommended, the Petach Eliyahu. Which comes from the beginning of the Tikkuni Zohar. Petach Eliyahu Hanavi Yo Zachor Letov V'Emar Ribon El Amin Diant Hu Had Vila Behush Banantu Alaha Ila Alko Ilaim Satima Alko Satimin Late Mahashava Tatisa Bachelau Antu Diapat Ayase Tikunin Vikarenan Lonese Saviran Leon Hada Bechon Almin Satimin Delait Galyan The Almin De Eat Galyan Uchon Eat Kasiat Midne Nasa Nasha Beantu Dikashir Lonum Yahe Lone in the ant meal gal, Coleman the aprish, Had mean havrea, Maylain, Esse, Eat hashiv lea, Keilu, aprish, Bach, the elain, Esse, Sephiran, Enun aslin. The seed ran had a reef, the had tatse, the had benoni, the ant who the ag kig, an hig, lone the late man the an hig, lach, lale ela, the lale tata, the lami call sitra, the vushin takant lone. Deminaihu Parshin Nishmatin Levne Nasha Dekama Gufin Takant Lone de Itkariu Gufa de Gabe Livushin Deim Kasyan Alechon De Itkariu The Tikunada Chesed de Roa Yamina Gevura de Roa Shemala Tiferet Gufa Netzach Vehod Jiren Shokin Yesod Siuma Gegufa Ot Spirit Kodesh Malchut Pe Torah Sheva Alpe Karenan La Ha'achma mochaihu machashava nilgav bina liba uva ha'alev ma'evin bi'ali lein tirein ketiv chadnik nis tarot la donayo hewahe Eloheinu keter elyon Ihu keter malchut Ve'aleya itmar magid mereshit Acharit ve'ihu karkapta dit pele Milgav ihu ot yud ot hei Ve'ot vav ve'ot hei De'ihu orach atzilut Ve'ihu shakyu l'ilana Bidro'o Ve'an po k'maya De'ashke l'ilana Ve'itrabe b'ahu Shak You. And to in case we drew too much energy for our vessels, we will say the eighth line of the Anabakoach in a whisper. Are there any questions? Our classes this evening at the 4:30 class, we will have an advanced reincarnation. And at the 7 o'clock class, we will have a Zohar class on the parasha of Pinchas. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
You're welcome.